What I'd like you to do is just tell me, give me your official title and who you are.
Yeah, Squadron Leader Chris Wilson, and I'm the Media and Communications Officer for RAF Cosford and for the RAF Cosford Air Show.
What's your RAF background?
I've been in the Air Force now for 23 years. Didn't join as an officer, started in the ranks, started right at the bottom, and worked my way up, really. Did about 12 years, made the rank of corporal, and then thought I wanted a different challenge, so I commissioned across. And I've been an officer for the last 11 years or so.
And what sort of brought you into the communications arena, so to speak?
Well, I was in recruiting before this, and a lot of recruiting is actually about engaging with the public, meeting people who are maybe interested in the Royal Air Force. So I found myself going to lots of schools and colleges, meeting people who were trying to join the Air Force. And it seemed like the natural move across, really, because a lot of this is about meeting people and engaging with them and trying to talk about what the Air Force does.
And also, I suppose, as this is now a sort of technical centre of excellence, it's important to actually get that message across around the country to anybody who's possibly interested in joining the RAF on the technical side.
Yeah, you're right. RAF Cosford is the home of engineering for the Royal Air Force. So it is very important that we do sell engineering, we sell apprenticeships, because that's what the Air Force does. We do lots of advanced apprenticeships for all of our trades, particularly our engineering ones. So it's important that we try and reach the young people out there who are maybe working hard at school or working hard at college, and they're thinking, well, why am I doing all this work? Why am I doing these GCSEs? And then we can say, well, actually, look, if you come to our air show and you have a look around our science, technology, engineering and maths hangar, where you can see lots of people who are building engines and designing other engineering products, you can say to them, look, actually, that's why you're working hard at maths, that's why you're working hard at physics and doing your English, because at the end of it, you can come here and you can do this. And hopefully what that means is then that they go away today thinking, all right, I can see an end product now. If I do all this work at school, there's something for me, potentially in the Air Force or in engineering when I leave.
And also, I suppose, girls, women don't necessarily girls and women don't necessarily look at engineering as a career, but in fact there's opportunities for men and women, of course, within the RAF.
Engineering in the Air Force is for men and for women. There are a lot of very good female engineers in the Royal Air Force. And in fact, we've got a course graduating next week of officers, and two of the women who are graduating, about to go into the Air Force as engineer officers, they've done extremely well on those courses.
Fantastic stuff. RAF Cosford Air Show on today here at RAF Cosford near Albrighton, Wolverhampton. I mean, an important part of actually sort of, if you like, showcasing what the RAF do in all aspects of the RAF, and of course the Army here as well, and the Navy, I guess.
Yeah, we have to let the Army and the Navy in too, I suppose. otherwise they get a bit upset. But yeah, you know, primarily for us it's about the Air Force. And the thing about the Air Force is that we, you know, most of the time we're working behind the wire. Our work is kept away from the general public. Mm. But actually all these people who are here today, it's their Air Force. Yeah. Their taxpayers' money pays for it. So it's nice to be able to open the doors once a year to let them in and show what their Air Force does for them. You know, it's nice to show off our skills.
And also, I imagine you do pick up some useful sort of points and contacts for recruiting as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to come here today, you'd see between hangars 2 and 3, there's a recruiting village. So there are genuinely people who come here with realistic aspirations to join the Royal Air Force. So as well as a good family day out, they can meet some recruiters, and they can talk about the nuts and bolts of how they get from being where they are today to ending up in a blue uniform in the next few months, maybe.
Absolutely. RAF Cosford, very important. I mean, clearly very important that it stayed alive and well, but also the future is very secure as well here at RAF Cosford, isn't it?
Well, you know, the sword of Damocles seems to have hung over Cosford for many a year.
We've survived so far.
We've survived so far, and we hope to remain here for many years into the future. It is very important, Cosford, to the local area, economically, politically. It's a very good unit to be at. It's in the centre of the country. We do a very good job here, yeah. So, yeah, long may it continue.
Red Arrow is obviously very much the sort of, I call, the focus of publicity, and publicity for the RAF and the job they do is obviously all about sort of, if you like, representing the RAF in the air, particularly with aircraft like the Hawk. I mean, clearly, I mean, the Hawk is one of probably many aircraft that go through the sort of engineering system here at RAF Cosford.
Well, I mean, all the engineers that we train, they're going out there to the front line. So anybody who's working on the Red Arrows, they were trained here. Mm. Anybody who's working on the Chinook that's going to fly here today, they were trained here. Any aircraft you say in the Royal Air Force, if the Royal Air Force engineers are working on them, they were trained at Cosford. So it's a very important unit. Without our engineers, those aircraft don't fly.
We talk about volunteers in motorsport. It's interesting. I mean, Motorsport is obviously very much in everybody's, if you like, interest, and they enjoy it a lot. But volunteers in motorsport clearly keep motorsport alive. But it's just nice to think that RAF Cosford, that RAF Cosford will stay alive for the same reason, for the RAF and for the future.
I hope so, yeah, definitely. Certainly with the motorsport, you always hear about the volunteers, the marshals, the people who keep the sport alive. I mean, obviously the guys who get all the plaudits are the guys who drive them. They're the ones in front of the camera. And it's kind of the same in the Air Force sometimes. You know, we talk about the pilots. When you think of the Air Force, everybody thinks about the pilots and the aircraft. Well, for every one pilot sitting in that cockpit, there's a team of people behind him or her that have kept that aircraft airworthy, put it in the sky, and that's what we do here at Cosford.
Well done and good luck.
Thank you very much.